It's 11 trivia questions on Tim Burton movies. I'll give you three character names. You tell me what movie we're talking about. This is Trivia with Buds. It be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thank you so much for checking out the show. Today's episode is all about Tim Burton movies, and it's going to be a ton of fun. Had a nice long weekend with Labor Day. I hope you did too. Hope you had some barbecue, some grilling, some beers, and some good times. I did a bar mitzvah yesterday on Labor Day for a huge group, 120 people. I think there were like 60 kids in this back room at a place called The Local Peasant in Sherman Oaks, California. And we did Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars trivia for this guy named Micah, who was 13 and had a bunch of cool friends, really well-behaved kids, which is rare sometimes when you do these kids' parties. I'm always like, all right, what's this going to be like? Is it going to be like babysitting? But this was very cool. They were very like sophisticated kids, and they had like a breakfast taco bar, which was awesome that I got to have some of. So we did like one round on Disney trivia, one round on Star Wars, one round on Marvel. And the kids nailed the questions. They really knew their stuff and made me feel like I need to go watch more of those types of franchises. But we also did a movie round. This man of honor, Micah, was like really into older movies. So his mom's like, can you do a round on, you know, can you mention somehow like Back to the Future and Ferris Bueller's Day Off and The Goonies? He loves those movies. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool for like a modern day kid. So I made sure I did a movie bingo round where I showed screenshots from hit movies like that. And then the kids dabbed them off with the dabbers. And they loved having the dabbers. They were all covered in ink and stuff. And it was fun. And it was cool because the movie bingo round, the kid Micah, he won. And I had a Back to the Future t-shirt. So he ran up. He grabbed the t-shirt right away. He goes, can I have this? And I said, sure. I had this big table of prizes. And he put the Back to the Future shirt on over his dress clothes and wore it the rest of the day. So it was like a slam dunk in my head. I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I grabbed that shirt for this party. And I could do parties just like that anywhere in the country. If you have something fun coming up, hit me up on my contact form on triviawithbuds.com or email ryanbuds@gmail.com. Here's a couple of quick Disney questions from Disney Seen It. I just have them sitting on my desk, so I figured why not. Here we go. Gazim, Razul, and Prince Ahmed are minor characters from what Disney animated feature? Gazim, Razul, and Prince Ahmed are minor characters from what Disney animated feature? The answer is Aladdin, Disney's Aladdin. We'll do two more quick ones. Number two, what animated movie has the tagline, "The toys are back"? I think you could probably guess this one. What animated movie has the tagline, "The toys are back"? That would be Toy Story 2. Nice job. Toy Story 2, one of my favorites. And what kind of animal does Lilo think Stitch is? That's a good question. What kind of animal does Lilo think Stitch is? The answer is a dog. She thinks he's a dog. So three fun little facts for you from the world of Disney. And Tim Burton's done a lot of Disney movies, as you will try and guess in this round. We're going to jump into 11 Tim Burton questions right now. Here we go. All right, Tim Burton, question number one. I'll give you three character names. You tell me what Tim Burton movie they're from. Here's number one. Vicki Vale, Bob the Goon, and Alfred. Number one, Vicki Vale, Bob the Goon, and Alfred. Question number two, the inventor, Officer Allen, and Kim. Number two, the inventor, Officer Allen, and Kim. Question number three, Red Queen, White Queen, and Lord Ascot. Number three, Red Queen, White Queen, and Lord Ascot. Question number four, Evil Scientist, Mayor, and Oogie Boogie. What movie is that? Number four, Evil Scientist, Mayor, and Oogie Boogie. Question number five, Ed Bloom, Carl the Giant, and Dr. Bennett. Number five, Ed Bloom, Carl the Giant, and Dr. Bennett. Number six, Delia, Charles, and Otho. Number six, Delia, Charles, and Otho. Number seven, Mrs. Lovett, Judge Turpin, and Beetle. Number 7, Mrs. Lovett, Judge Turpin, and Beetle. Number 8, Bela Lugosi, Katie O'Hara, and Reverend Lemon. Number 8, Bela Lugosi, Katie O'Hara, and Reverend Lemon. Number 9 on your list, Max Medici, Ivan the Wonderful, and Holt Ferrier. Number 9, Max Medici, Ivan the Wonderful, and Holt Ferrier. Number 10, Grandpa Joe, Mrs. Bucket, and Veruca Salt. Number 10, Grandpa Joe, Mrs. Bucket, and Veruca Salt. And the bonus question for Tim Burton Movies for 2 points. What was Burton's highest grossing worldwide grossing film at over $1 billion? Which one of Burton's movies has made the most money worldwide at over $1 billion? Those are all your questions on Tim Burton Movies. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. All right, Tim Burton Movies. This was a round requested from a college group. I did a show for a bunch of RAs, residential advisors. Is that what RA stands for? I think it does. Over at Whittier College in uptown Whittier, California. You don't want to say downtown. I guess that's a different part of Whittier, I've been informed. But it went really well. It was fun. It was for like a end of their training type scenario over at the college for new RAs for the new school year. So fun little group. And here are the answers to Tim Burton Movies. Number 1, Vicki Vale, Bob the Goon, and Alfred are all characters in Batman 1989, right? Is it 88? 89? Maybe it's 88. I don't know. Batman. Number 2, the inventor, Officer Allen, and Kim are in Edward Scissorhands. Edward Scissorhands, number 2. Number 3, Red Queen, White Queen, Lord Ascot, Alice in Wonderland. A few years back, the heavily CGI'd Alice in Wonderland. Number 4, Evil Scientist, Mayor, and Oogie Boogie. That would be The Nightmare Before Christmas. Oogie Boogie kind of gives that one away, but that was the answer. Number 5, Ed Bloom, Carl the Giant, and Dr. Bennett were characters in the movie Big Fish. Big Fish. That is a movie I've not seen in a long time, but I really liked it when it came out. Number 6, Delia, Charles, and Otho are in Beetlejuice. Otho, one of my favorite characters in any Tim Burton movie. Number 7, Mrs. Lovett, Judge Turpin, and Beetle are in Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, or you could have just put Sweeney Todd. Come on, I'm not a stickler. Number 8, Bela Lugosi, Katie O'Hara, and Reverend Lemon are all in Ed Wood, which is about the career and life of the crazy director Ed Wood with Johnny Depp. Number 9, Max Medici, Ivan the Wonderful, and Holt Ferrier were characters in the new Dumbo movie, which I rented for my family. And then my wife said, "What are you doing? That's a sad movie. I don't want to watch that." And I was like, okay. So I brought it back to Redbox, did not watch Dumbo. I thought she was excited to see it, but she's like, "No, I don't want to see that." Number 10, Grandpa Joe, Mrs. Bucket, and Veruca Salt, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the remake, which I thought was bad at first, and then it kind of grew on me. I like it for different reasons. And the bonus for 2 points, what is Burton's highest grossing worldwide film at over $1 billion? That would be Alice in Wonderland. We mentioned it earlier. And for whatever reason, it's probably the Johnny Depp power. People really liked that Mad Hatter. They liked that Alice, and they liked the whole crew in Alice in Wonderland. The sequel, I think, still made money, but not as much. So there you go. Those are today's questions and answers. I hope you had fun playing along with those. I'm excited, guys. Later this week, we're going to have a new sponsor on the show, and I think you'll enjoy it. If you like trivia, go check out a new fun sponsor coming very soon. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by our current sponsor, Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California, one of our current sponsors. Who was Tim Burton married to from 2001 to 2014? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Crockett Johnson. That is the author and creator and illustrator of Harold and the Purple Crayon. Your trivia team name of the day is Hufflepuffs and Woozles, which is a play on Winnie the Pooh and Harry Potter. Hufflepuffs and Woozles. Use that next time you need a trivia name. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.